Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Endorsing Adam Morgan for Congress. Adam has been an incandescent light for freedom in the South Carolina legislature. He's led against wasteful government spending, against the special interests having control of the agenda. And we've had too many of those flaws in Washington, D.C. Adam Morgan will align with House conservatives on privacy votes, on spending votes. And I'm going to be having a rally with myself and Adam Morgan on April 23rd at 6:30 p.m. At the Greenville Spartanburg Marriott, and hope everybody can come. It's free, and we want to share our America First vision, and hope that you'll join me in supporting Adam Morgan.
Now, Matt Gaetz, I know that you are obviously a fan of Donald Trump. Donald Trump has endorsed William Timmons, though. Can you square all this for me?
I love President Trump. I campaigned for him all over the country. What's happening to him is terrible. But every once in a while, President Trump needs a little help with HR. We can do better than William Timmons in this district. I don't believe President Trump has met or knows Adam Morgan. Sometimes President Trump has a tendency to support an incumbent just because they're the incumbent and have been supportive of him. In this case, I think Adam Morgan would do a better job than William Timmons. And there's nobody fighting harder for the Trump agenda than I am in Washington. And I think the Trump agenda comes into effect with greater force and greater function with great fighters like Adam Morgan.
Matt Gaetz, I want to ask you a question, because during the great brawl over Kevin McCarthy being speaker, I was in your camp the entire time and took a few bruises for it, I'll tell you. I really wanted to see Kevin McCarthy gone, and for years I've been saying he's a cancer on the Republican Party. So I really appreciated you pushing him out the door. But now I'm watching Mike Johnson do exactly what Kevin McCarthy did, work with Democrats to overcome Republican opposition and jam their spending bills through. And this FISA bill, this is a police state that just passed.
Terrible.
It's horrible. Let me ask you this first. We'll get to the bill in a second. Do you regret taking out Kevin McCarthy? Would you say, given what a disappointment Mike Johnson is, that it was worth it still? Where are you on that today?
Oh, definitely worth it. You have to send a shock to the system in order to change it. Kevin McCarthy was totally owned by the lobbyists and special interests of Washington, and he functionally did their bidding. Mike Johnson failed to liberate us from the Kevin McCarthy deal on spending that puts us on a pathway to financial ruin. We have to change that. So even though one shock to the system didn't necessarily change all the things we wanted on spending, on privacy, it did sort of devalue everything that they've done to try to buy the speakership. And sometimes you have to send more than one shock to the system. It's kind of like when you watch those TV shows and they're trying to bring the patient back to life and they use those electronic pads to shock them. Sometimes they have to do it more than once in order to revive what is good. And there is still good in this country that is worthy of revival. And I've seen that in Adam Morgan's very spirited campaign. A lot of volunteers, a lot of events. And that's what we need in this country. We need patriots to rise up and at times to make the challenging decision to run against an incumbent to try to improve the position.
Matt Gaetz, I want to jump into this just shocking FISA bill. I guess we should have read it before we passed it. My first question is this an accident, or is Mike Johnson really serious This is a police state here. I mean, this allows the FBI, the NSA, to go to pretty much any business or even private individual in America, if I'm reading Breitbart correctly this morning, and demand the ability to spy on their customers, their tenants, and they need no warrant to do it. And it comes with an automatic gag order. So the person they're you know, forcing to turn over this information can't even tell the public that the FBI is doing this. And the reaction, the backlash to this has been, I mean, the Heritage Foundation's freaking out this morning. The Brennan Center, which is liberal, is freaking out this morning. Even liberal Democrats, Senator Ron Wyden, saying, what the heck, we can't do this. We can't give this kind of power to the FBI. But then so are people like Steve Bradbury with the Heritage Foundation, Breitbart screaming about it. I mean, how is Mike Johnson, did he not read the bill, or is he a totalitarian who wants to see the FBI in the driver's seat? Can you explain this to me? Why? How did this happen?
Well, it happened because we had a tie vote. If we'd have put a warrant requirement on this FISA bill, it would have been the greatest constraint on the deep state in my 7 years in Congress. We fell one vote short, and thus everyone who voted against the warrant requirement is the deciding vote on that matter. A lot of what you described is current law. The expansion of FISA in this bill that is so insidious deals with public Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
So if you're on the McDonald's Wi-Fi or the public library Wi-Fi, you have a different envelope of Fourth Amendment protections than people in real life. And that's crazy. We don't have one Fourth Amendment for the digital world and a different Fourth Amendment for the non-digital world. I think that there is it was the most disappointing thing about Mike Johnson, that he went from being a guy fighting right alongside me and Jim Jordan in the House Judiciary Committee on the warrant requirement to someone who fought against it. And people, I guess, are entitled to change their minds. But if someone's going to make such an extreme reversal of their position, I think they're obligated to bring others along. And in this case, Mike Johnson sided with a lot of the people who are uncurious in the national security state about our important civil liberties.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Yeah, this is deeply concerning. I really hope they're able to stop it in the Senate. Why do you think Mike Johnson, I mean, I thoroughly expected to see, you know, standalone funding bills for the different agencies of Congress by now, where y'all could actually go in and cut the pork out. I didn't expect to see him doing what Kevin McCarthy did, which is use Democrat votes to pass the Democrat agenda. Why is Mike Johnson doing this right now? It feels like a betrayal.
On spending, Mike Johnson has spent no more and no less than McCarthy negotiated with Biden, which is unacceptable. We should be reducing spending, and we should have, just like you said, just like I've been beating the drum, single subject spending bills. This is not radical. This is what all of our state legislatures do that actually balance their budgets. And the only reason we don't do it is because the lobbyists want their programs not to actually have that itemized review. They want to be able to tuck them in and roll them all up together and then force one up or down vote. I think that Mike Johnson stuck to that system out of muscle memory, and we got to do better than that. And so I need a coalition of people here. I need, you know, tens more of people who will actually fight the system, because if you just sort of change around the edges, you don't get to that structural change that leads to lower spending, adherence to the Constitution. And how have we not even talked about this foreign aid package yet? This thing is, yes, is a nightmare.
Go for
spending billions of dollars to foreign countries with no offsets, no reductions in our budget. We already know the money we've sent to Ukraine has not been subject to the end-use monitoring to ensure that it doesn't end up in the wrong hands. We've seen former Ukrainian defense officials end up with shoeboxes full of millions of dollars in U.S. dollars at the border. Where do you think that stuff came from? So in the coming hours and in the coming days, I'm fighting against proceeding on these foreign aid bills when we have an open border in this country. We have a spending crisis in this country. Did you know these bills that we're voting on? It's like $14 billion in just not even fighting stuff, but direct support to the Ukrainian government. We're paying the pension of every Ukrainian government official while the pensions of police and firefighters in our country are in question. It is the craziest stuff I've seen, and I'm doing everything I can to fight against it, and I need backup.
Matt Gaetz, why are we so obsessed with shoveling this printed cash at Ukraine? What is the deal with Ukraine? Everybody's trying to understand out here in the hinterland. Why are they obsessed?
The story in Washington goes like this. Well, if we don't right now send billions more to Ukraine, then Russia, they won't just take, you know, Crimea and the Donbass. They'll be rolling in Kyiv, and then they'll take Moldova, and then they'll take Latvia. Poland will fall. It's World War II all over again. I'm skeptical of that. And by the way, I'm kind of worried whether we like it or not. Ukraine's going to run out of men before they run out of bullets. And when I made that argument to a Republican colleague, they said, oh, we'll hire mercenaries. So what? We're going to go hire African mercenaries to go kill Russians in Ukraine as that nation is being slaughtered because we're too unserious to go and create some sort of peace? I mean, I'm for peace. I don't want people to get slaughtered like we're seeing. It's heartbreaking. But I think Donald Trump could have gotten this peace deal before one person was even killed. I think there's a way to acknowledge what's going on in Crimea, that's functionally Russian now, to create a buffer in the Donbass, to ensure that we have a free and democratic Ukraine run out of Kyiv, and stop the killing. But instead, they want to send all this money around because it makes the defense contractors rich, because it creates a money laundering mecca. And that is more important to some than whether or not people live or die.
Matt Gaetz, Congressman from Florida, and I am a huge fan of yours. Last question. Is there anything positive trend, something like that, did you see going on right now that you want to tell us about, that you're fired up about?
Trump's winning. I mean, I was just reviewing polling this morning, up 6 points in Nevada, up 6 points in Arizona. I think Wisconsin was the only swing state where we weren't ahead, and I think we were about a point behind. And that's being driven by a realignment in politics that is driving working class Americans to the Republican Party. People who go to work for a living, who are tired of the crazy nonsense of the Democrats, who want responsible spending, who don't want us to be trying to like convert every Central Asian cave into a Jeffersonian democracy. Working class people are becoming Republican. We're becoming more interracial, intergenerational. We're winning voters under 30. I mean, that was a key part of the Biden coalition. And now these people under 30, they actually want to buy a car and a house one day and not be renting serfs the rest of their lives. And so that's exciting for us. But none of it's going to matter if we don't have backup in Congress ready to execute the Trump agenda. We had enough Paul Ryan, Mitch McConnell, Kevin McCarthy, Republicanism. And now with people like Adam Morgan fighting along my side, then we're going to be able to make big changes in this country because we'll be better prepared for the second term of Donald Trump than we were the first.
And yes, we amen to all of that. One more quick thing, Mackie, he's got to ask you. You going to run for governor of Florida, though?
It's not my plan. I have tipped over the apple cart here in Washington, and I feel like I want to be a part of building something that's more responsive to the people here. And there won't be much value in what we do in the several states if we lose the country. And I hate to speak in such stark terms as people are driving to work in the morning, but I do think we're at risk of losing this country.
Yeah.
Economically, culturally, socially, and we have to fight to keep her. That's our calling.
Congressman Matt Gaetz, big fan of yours. Thank you so much for stopping by the Tara Show this morning on 98.9 WORD.
This was fun. Let's do it again.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.